This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Now, actually, I am making this on Yom Kippur, Wednesday, September 26. Every Wednesday at noon, we have a live streamed prayer meeting that we called a worldwide prayer meeting because people join us from all over the world and we pray together. And then we also put those up on archives. And I'm going to start doing something on Wednesdays. And I want to announce it to you right now. You can tune in to us at 12 noon or you can watch it on archives every Wednesday. But about 11:45, which is exactly the same time I'm on the radio, by the way, at the Oasis Network. But about 11:45, I am going to video a short Watching Current Events in the Light of Bible Prophecy. Won't be but about 5 or 10 minutes. We're going to video that, and then we're going to put it up online because so many things are happening. I'm going to start that next week. I actually, when I looked at the news and the happenings today, it's what made me say, I need to get this going. One of the articles that I saw on Devka File today was Jordan on the Brink. The Muslim Brothers mobilize for King Abdullah's overthrow. The Muslim Brotherhood has given King Abdullah II notice that he has until October to bow to their demand to transform the Hashemite kingdom into a constitutional monarchy or face Arab Spring street pressure for his abdication. Devka File sources report that Israel and Saudi intelligence watchers are becoming increasingly concerned about the approaching climax of the conflict in Amman, Jordan, that is, between Islamists and the throne. For Israel, an upheaval in Jordan bodes the tightening of the Islamist noose around its borders. Egypt and Libya to the south and Syria to the north, with unpredictable consequences with regard to Jordan's Palestinian population. So the Muslim Brotherhood has moved. Actually, Al-Qaeda was formed by bin Laden. He was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they didn't move fast enough for him. All of his ideas were birthed in the Muslim Brotherhood, but the Muslim Brotherhood believed in slowly, organize, take over governments, do it without, have jihad, and take over the whole world for Sharia law. Now, he thought, Osama bin Laden thought, that they were too slow and he wanted to do it, you know, with violent methods. But now it seems that they're stepping up and they're quickening their pace. So they are really the ones who have been the organized ones out of the Arab Spring. It might have started with some young people who wanted democracy and had Facebook and had their Twitters and had their phones. But they took it over. And so now they're coming out more open, and they're threatening to mobilize Jordan for Jordan. We see what's happening now. They took over in Egypt, which was supposedly had an Arab Spring. But they have announced Morsi, I think is the way you pronounce his name, or Morsi, some call him. He has made a demand for a change in U.S. foreign policy if Egypt is to have a friendly relationship with the United States. He is the head of Egypt states that the U.S. would have to give up, quote, supporting Israel over the Palestinians. So they're bringing their pressure from the south, from Israel, and the pressure increasing then from to the east, Jordan. So we need to watch these things closely because the Bible speaks of all these nations. Jesus said, you watch the nations of prophecy. And when they come into the prophetic place, then we are to know that judgment is near and that things are about to happen. That's why we're in the book of Revelation. We're not far away from the time of Revelation. And so the Lord quickened me to teach on the book of Revelation. And I want to tell you this week to watch television and next week's to watch television. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory. That's Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Believer's Voice of Victory. And I'm on this week and next, Monday through Friday, with my dear friend Gloria Copeland. And we did 2 weeks These are the first 2 weeks we did of the book of Revelation. So we're starting at Revelation 1:1. And you radio listeners who have been following, you should watch that. It'll help you every bit of it. We reinforce, we go over it, we line upon line, precept upon precept, and then we go over it, and we get greater light as we go. So I recommend that you watch those this week, and you'll be studying the book of Revelation just as we are here on the radio. Also, another thing that I'd like to announce is that we're in Tulsa this week. There is October 1st through 7th. Dexter Sullivan, former head of the student body at ORU, is hosting a gathering of prayer. And so we're meeting at from every day of the 1st through the 7th. They're meeting at 1st through the 5th. They're going to have services 10 in the morning and 7 in the evening. And October 6th, they're going to have 6 p.m. And Sunday morning, October 7th, at 10:45. These are being held at the TV 47 studios in Tulsa. You can go on www.prayerpowertulsa.com. That's prayerpowertulsa.com. I'm going to be speaking there the 4th, which is Thursday at 7 p.m. Friday, October 5th, I'll be speaking at 10 and 7. And these are prayer time, so we'll be speaking and praying. Now, as I caught you up just a little bit on the things that are happening, I want to tell you that this week we are not going to take the next chapter of the book of Revelation, which is chapter 12, but we're going to take up with what could be happening, a war that could be happening quite quickly now with all the things that we're seeing. There was someone who came to America. And this person heads up a ministry, a Christian ministry that really knows how to get along with Israel. And while they were here on their vacation, they told us how what it was like in Israel right now. Now, they've been there probably 20 years, almost 20 years. But they said they'd never seen things like they are right now, and that war in Israel is on the lips of all the peoples. They have some people that they work with who have connections to the Knesset. And they said to them, if you have people who are volunteers and they wanted to go home, this might be a good time to send them home. And not all of the people have gas masks. They're preparing the people in Israel. The government's preparing them. They're doing mock raids. And they're telling them what to have. They're telling them to have 2 cans of tuna per day, per person, a granola bar a day, and so many liters of water, and to have a backpack, and to be ready with and have it packed with what they're going to need to take to their bomb shelters or to a safe house. So they are expecting a war. And the war, the Christians believe, if it comes out and Israel does do something about Iran, if they do, they believe that it could happen. You know, they're in the High Holy Days right now. For some reason, I don't think that they'll make it during the High Holy Days, but they might. They'll do what they have to do. And if it comes about, it would be, the Christians believe, and I do, there's a possibility that it could be the first Gog-Magog War. Now, the sages, Jewish sages, say that there are 2 Gog-Magog Wars, but actually there are 3. There is a Gog-Magog War that we see in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and that could come probably before the catching away of the church, or just right after the catching away of the church. In other words, we might see this. The second Gog-Magog War is at the end of the tribulation period, the end of the 7 years that we're looking deeply into in the book of Revelation. And then the third Gog-Magog War is that one that we're told about in Revelation, the book of Revelation chapter 20, I believe it is, when the Antichrist has surrounded the Jews and Jesus appears on his white horse to end that one. So this would be the first Gog-Magog War. And if you have your Bible handy, we're going to look into it really closely this week. I'm going to be using the American Standard Version to read from mostly, then probably switch over to King James when we get to the part about showing the connection between Damascus and all of this. Jesus said, Luke 21, watch the nations. And so these nations that we're going to watch right now are the nations of end time prophecy. We'll see if they are in position for this war. There's a possibility they are. Do you have your Bible yet? Okay, we're going to start with Ezekiel chapter 38. And we've been coming to from Ezekiel 35 on, it's prophetic. Ezekiel was a prophet that went with the children of Israel over into Babylon. When they met with judgment and their temple was destroyed, they went over into Babylon. God told them to go there to build houses and that they would be there 70 years. And Ezekiel went with them. At first, they didn't like Ezekiel because he prophesied to them that their temple was going to be destroyed. But then when it was destroyed, they honored him as a great prophet. So he went with them and God gave them, you can read this in chapter 33 of Ezekiel. He told Ezekiel to be sure to give the prophetic warnings to the people. And if he did not, their blood would be on his hands. So he gave what God told him to give. And particularly from chapter 35 on, it is the book of Ezekiel is prophetic. Ezekiel chapter 35, he begins to talk about the mountains of Israel. And he talks also about the mountains of Jordan. We talked about Jordan today. So in Ezekiel 35, you're going to have prophecies concerning Mount Seir and Jordan. Then in Ezekiel 36, prophecy concerning the mountains of Israel. The mountains of Israel are a spine of mountains that go the length of Israel. Israel has on it, it's only the size of New Jersey. But on the Mediterranean Sea, you have a seashore, you have a plain, a coastal plain. Then the mountains rise up in the middle, and then to the east, there's the Jordan Rift, the Jordan Valley. And so in Ezekiel chapter 36, God prophesies concerning what will be happening in the last days concerning the mountains of Israel. And then in Ezekiel chapter 37 is the dry bones chapter, and Ezekiel 38 will start tomorrow when we start to study about this war. I want to tell you that I am preparing to send special announcement and urgent prayer alerts by phone and text. Right now, the other day, I wanted to call an emergency prayer and I used email, but I found it was too slow. Can you imagine email too slow to get to some of the people? So if you'd like to get our urgent prayer request and you'd like to be online to get our news bulletins, then go to billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. We will need your email, we will need your phone number, and we will need your permission to send you an email or to call you or to give you a text. We're not going to bother you with things, but we're going to use them when we feel that we need to have prayer or you need to be alerted. Shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow, Billy Brim.